In his budget address, Governor Jim Doyle pointed to an extra $237 million the state would get from Indian gaming payments over the next 2 years. The next day, the Oneida Nation announced it had reached a new agreement with the state. Under it, the tribe would pay $58 million to the state over 3 years, four times the current annual payment. In exchange for that, the Oneida's compact would last forever and could expand to include craps, roulette, and 24-hour casinos. Speaker John Gard calls it a secret deal.
We believe, as we've tried when Governor Thompson was in office, and I'm going to try again today, that the legislature needs to have oversight and final ratification authority before any of these contracts can be entered into as they come up.
Governor Doyle says he cannot now imagine negotiating gaming compacts with 132 legislators.
It's interesting. At a time when Tommy Thompson approved these compacts and got 1/5 the amount of money I'm getting, nobody was squawking then about giving the governor the power. Now Republican legislators are upset that a Democratic governor is going to be able to have significantly greater compacts.
Members of the Wisconsin Tavern League say they are shocked by the expanded compacts, saying already their bars have a hard time competing with casinos. John Gard says forever contracts could hurt small business in Wisconsin.
We don't oppose the governor from moving forward to talking about future gaming compacts, but to use the term forever is just a stunning, I think, sellout of a number of communities in this state without anybody knowing except one guy.
If every special interest group that doesn't like something that's in this budget comes in like the Tavern League is right now, we're going to have a very difficult time getting this passed.
10 Indian gaming compacts are still in negotiation. Legislators who want oversight of the talks say it may not be too late to have some say. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.